Hey guys, you miss me? My phone got water spilled on it, so I don't know if the mic will pick up my sound this well, but let me introduce myself. Hello, my name is Jaima. And you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I'm just going to vent. Guys, I received some prophecies and I need to vent about those prophecies. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Sit back, relax, and enjoy, I guess. Okay, guys, it's been about a month. Has it been a month? I recorded that on New Year's Eve. It's been a while since I talked to y'all. To update y'all, I have a therapist now. So that's been going great. I've been talking to her and she gets me. So that's been really nice. As I said earlier, I've been like looking up prophecies, I've been looking at prophets to talk to me about the whole, is there only one bride of Christ? Does Jesus love me? Whatever. And I keep asking people to like explain to me why. Like, everyone tells me that like that they don't believe me. So I'm like, I keep hearing that people don't believe what I believe, which is fine. They'll be like, the church is the bride. And I'm like, okay. And I'm not fully against that, because I keep flip-flopping against if I believe the church is the bride or if I believe there's only one bride. I keep flip-flopping on if I want to still be with Jesus or not. Because there's just so many questions that I have. And I feel like I can't really encapsulate everything. But like I said, I was looking up some prophets because I wanted to have some answers. Because I'm like, everyone keeps telling me that it's not true. That there's only one, that the church is the bride and that Jesus doesn't love us romantically. And like, just that they don't believe me, right? But I'm like, nobody can explain to me why I was deceived, right? Because I'm like, I see signs. I still see signs. And I'm like, it wasn't because I tell people that I'm schizophrenic. And I'm like, okay, I have religious delusions. And so I'm like, you know, I don't know. Maybe my brain is just, I know my brain is wired in a certain way to like, it wants to believe what it wants to believe. But I'm not crazy. And I'm like, I saw certain things. I experienced certain things. And I talked to this one prophet. I emailed this one prophet. And she emailed me back. And she was like, the church is the bride. God loves us with... she said, okay. She said that the church is the bride. God loves us not with... She said that God doesn't love us romantically. He doesn't love us sexually. He doesn't even love us in a brotherly love kind of way. This is what she believes. She's like, he loves us with an agape love, which is a moral love, is what she said. which I'm like, what does that even mean? And she was like, he loves us like in 1 Corinthians. And she like said how what love was. She put the verses of 1 Corinthians 13. How it describes love. It's like love does not boast. Love does not blah, blah, blah. Keep record of wrongs. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, to me, I don't know. I just don't understand. I don't understand her thinking. And okay, so let me get into what she said, everything that she told me, because I'm trying to say that first. She told me not to trust my senses, my visions, my dreams, or my experiences, and to only trust what the Bible says. And I'm like, how the heck is God supposed to communicate with me if I'm not supposed to trust my senses, my dreams, my visions, my experiences? I'm not supposed to trust my experiences? And I'm like, this is the kind of stuff that people say to me. And I'm like, it makes me so upset because I feel like they're only saying this stuff to me because I'm schizophrenic and because I'm saying stuff that they don't like and stuff that they don't want to hear. Like if I was saying that, like, oh, I had a vision of God marrying us all in mass, I feel like they'll be like, yeah, that dream is of God. That's a godly dream and you can trust that dream, because I'm saying what they want me to say. So now I'm a prophetic dreamer in their eyes because I'm saying what they want me to say. And I'm just like, I don't know. Cause even when she told me at the beginning of her prophecy, she told me that she was like, God's light was in your life at one point. His light was in your life. And now it'll be in your life yet again. And that really made me upset because I'm like, are you implying that it's gone? That it was gone at one point? That it was in my life and then it left and now it's coming back? Like, I'm just like, and even that, because she told me, like, she told me in the prophecy that, like, she's like, God will reveal his truth if you read the Bible. You have to read the Bible and he'll reveal the truth to you. And I'm like, this is giving the implication that I don't read the Bible. This is giving the implication that I can't back up what I believe biblically. And I'm like, I'm really like upset because I'm like, when you read the New Testament, because the Old Testament, I say, has the most scripture for saying that the church is the bride. But then when you read the New Testament, I feel like when you listen to what Jesus says and what John the Baptist said, they give more evidence of there only being one bride and that the church are the wedding guests at a bridal shower. Or like a bridal party, the wedding feast, or whatever. And there's more evidence of there only being one bride in the New Testament. There's still a couple of verses where it says, like, because she gave me the verse in Ephesians where it was like, how, I don't know, where it was like Paul said something about like you love your wife as the way Christ loves the church or whatever. And I'm like, and I don't even understand it, because I'm like, I feel like people talk about love from God, but they don't, it's not like any sort of like It's not based in any kind of example. And I feel like I don't understand it, because I'm like, people talk about God's love and it feels removed. And they're like, God shows his love in the way that he sacrificed himself for us. And like, he went to the cross for us. And like, that's kind of all that they say. They're like, he went to the cross for us, and you can see his love in that. That he paid the price for our sins, and you can see his love in that. And it's like, but how does he show me that he loves me daily? What does that look like in my life? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like they talk about God's love and it feels so removed. It feels so like corporate, mumbo jumbo. It doesn't feel personal. It doesn't feel like it impacts you on a daily basis. It doesn't even feel like something that you can like obtain for real. Like, it seems undefined, and not in a good way. Like, it just seems like something that's confusing, something that is like impersonal. And it's just like, like, what does that look like in my life? Because people will be like, oh, well, he woke you up in the morning. And that's the thing, too. That's the thing that pisses me off, too, when it comes to church. Because it'll be like, you have two working eyes and you have two working legs. And I'm like, not everybody has that. So please think again. Let's not be ableist. And my eyes don't work all the way. I need glasses. So, like, I'm probably legally blind without my glasses. I can't see out of my eyes, like at all. It's ridiculous. But I don't know. It's just so, like, I hate the way people talk about his love. Because it doesn't feel like anything. And it feels like the way people talk about his love feels like the way Christians love. And that fakey, fake, nicey, nice. Like, you think it's nice, but it's actually just rooted in judgment. Like, where people pretend to be cool and they say that it's like, and they smile in your face. And it's just like, not rooted in anything. And they'll be like, oh, well, I love you and bless your heart. And it's just like, you don't mean that. You don't mean that. So it's just like, I don't know. I don't get it. And it's like, and it pisses me off. Like, seeing that prophecy really piss me off. Because I'm like, I feel like people just discount everything that I say. And they'll be like, oh, you're just schizophrenic. So they just throw me away. And it's really hard. It is so hard. Because I feel like ever since I got this diagnosis, I'm just like, and not that I was really believed before I got diagnosed with schizophrenia, but now I'm seen as crazy. I'm seen as a lunatic. And I'm like, everybody tells you, and that's the thing. When you go to church, they'll be like, you are a bride of Christ. You're the bride of Christ. You're the bride of Christ, right? They tell us that we're his bride all the time. And even for single people, like, say, like, there are single people who want to find a man. And they'll be like, you're looking for a husband, but you don't know how to be a bride of Christ. You got to be a bride of Christ first. And this is what they tell us. You got to be a bride of Christ first before you find your husband. You got to know how to be a wife to Jesus before you find a husband. And I'm like, okay. So here I go saying, I want to be Jesus' wife. I'm in love with Jesus. I want to be his wife. So I'm blasphemous now? I'm a lunatic now? Because I like him in a real way? Because I actually want to marry him? Because I actually want to be with him? I'm crazy now. I'm crazy. Like, I'm just like, it just blows my mind. It blows my mind. And I'm like, people act like I am crazy when they tell us this stuff all the time. But when I want to do it in a real way, do you see this in a real way? Someone actually wanting to be with Jesus in a real way. And I'm like, okay, I love you. And they just don't understand it. Clearly she's egotistical and she wants to see herself as a queen. No. Clearly she has rejection issues and she doesn't think she can find a man. First of all, finding a man is easy. Finding a man is easy. So I'm just like, people make all kinds of assumptions about me. And it's just like, how am I not supposed to trust my experiences? Like, I can't get over that. I'm not supposed to trust my experiences? My senses? My dreams? My visions? Because they don't go along with what you think? And that's the thing. I just wish, like, because I'm like, I'm going to these prophets because I'm thinking they're actually hearing from God. And that's the thing. Because I'm like, I feel like they're not hearing from him, or at least hearing me out. Like, people don't hear me out when I go to them about this. And they're not seeing it from my side. And I'm like, I see signs. Yes, I hear things. Yes, I have schizophrenia. But that's not what I take in. I see signs in the natural. I see numbers. I see numbers. I hear music. I get songs, videos sent to me. Like, I'll talk to Jesus about certain things, and like, I'm just talking to him about whatever, like my day or whatever. And I'll say it in my head. I won't even say it out loud. And I'll get stuff on my feed that's correlating to what I said. And I'm like, I'm not even saying this out loud. I don't know. I'm just really tired of, like, having to prove myself. I'm really tired of having to prove that a man loves me, which is ridiculous. Like, it's just, like, I don't know, especially like if y'all were to see, like, experience what I experienced, and you were to see the level of desperation that Jesus has, the level of simp that this man is for me in terms of how much he reaches out to me and how much he sends me signs and how much he talks to me and be like, I love you. And then I have to, like, go to other people. And I have to explain to them. Like, it's just, it's irritating. It is irritating. Like, I am just so, like, I'm tired. Like, I am really tired, and I'm really tired of people telling me that I can't trust what I go through. Because I'm crazy. I'm a crazy person. So you just can't, God doesn't speak through you because you're a crazy person. I don't know. It's just really like, it's really hard. Especially because I know that God called me to be a prophet. But when I go to other prophets, it feels like I get no compassion. I get no understanding. No explanation as to why. And I'm like, I don't know why there are so many prophets that don't ask God why. There are so many prophets that do not ask God why things occur. Why things are wrong. Why things are right. And I'm like, he explains things to us. Y'all know that, right? The Bible says if any of you lack wisdom, ask God, because he gives generously and graciously to all. God gives wisdom out to us. And I'm like, I don't. And that's the thing too, because I'm like, I've been praying for a dream. Because Jesus has been pissing me off too, because I've been asking him for like wisdom in this area. And I'm like, send me a dream, bro. Like, just talk to me. And he hasn't. He hasn't been talking to me about this in this sense. In like a dream. And I'm like, I don't know what to like. I don't know. I'm just so confused. And I'm angry. Like, I am so angry. And I'm tired of feeling like a lunatic. I'm tired of feeling like I can't be backed up in what I'm experiencing. Because I'm like, the Bible talks about God being a husband, and I really just get annoyed that people act like it doesn't when it does. God even gives us a promise in Hosea about being a husband to us, which is the promise that he gave me when we were together. He told me to read. I can't remember it, of course. But I'm like, there's a promise in Hosea. There's a promise in Isaiah. So I'm just like, and even Song of Songs. Like, I'm just, I don't know. Because another part of me is just like, I don't know why I keep trying to like validate my experience from other people, like my experience with God, with other people. But I just want to feel like I'm not alone. I want somebody who's a Christian to like back me to like understand me, or at least believe that I'm going through what I'm going through, even if you don't think it's true. I see signs every day. Every single day. But then people will be like, oh, that's just a number. That's just a song. That's just a video. And I also feel like people just don't understand, like, I feel like people don't get me because people aren't as close to God as I am. Like me and God, we used to talk all day, every single day. I don't talk to him as much anymore because he's been pissing me off. But we talk all day, every single day. And we would talk about regular stuff. And it's like when you're talking to someone that often, we would talk about regular life, just life in general, just stuff I'm going through, TV shows, talking about TV shows, talking about, you know, regular stuff. So he's talking back to me, and it's not religious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, people, I feel like people only see God in a religious way. So they don't even understand or even comprehend how I could be in a relationship with God like this, because they only see God in a religious format, and they only talk to him on Sundays, or they only talk to him when it has to do with something religious. And I'm like, I talk to him all day, every single day, about any and everything. So we're talking about a bunch of stuff. And it's like, and that's the thing, because I'm like, I don't even know how to explain it, because I'm like, there's so many things where he'll, like, I don't know, he'll, like, show me things, and it's, like, not religious. It's just regular stuff that I saw. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out who that was. Somebody just pulled up in here. But I don't know. I'm just so, like, I'm tired of being seen as crazy. I'm tired of people telling me that I can't rely on what I experience. And I don't think people understand how, like, how painful it is to hear something like that, how painful it is to walk out something like that. Because that's how I was. And when you walk out not trusting your experience, you start doubting everything. It doesn't just go into one area of your life. You start doubting everything. You start doubting, like, what you see with your eyes. You start doubting what you feel with your hands. You start doubting what you hear with your ears. Like, you doubt everything. You doubt everybody. You doubt people's intentions. It sends you into a spiral. And it's just like, if I can't trust anything, how is God supposed to talk to me? How is God supposed to talk to me if I can't trust my senses? I can't trust my experiences. I can't trust my visions. I can't trust my dreams. what am I supposed to trust then? Because not every word in the Bible applies to me. Not every promise in the Bible applies to me. So, what am I supposed to trust? Like, I don't know. I'm just really tired. I'm really tired, and I'm tired of, like, I'm tired of being on the outside. But the one thing that, like, that kind of, like, gives me hope with all of this, I was going through the scriptures that I gave my mom, because I had given my mom some scriptures, and I was telling her, I was like, this is why I believe what I believe. And I gave her a bunch of scriptures. And one of the scriptures in Song of Songs talks about how Solomon's wife was like trying to find Solomon. Like, she was out looking for Solomon, and like she wanted to figure out where he was. And the watchman on the walls found her, beat her up, and tore off her veil. And I see that verse, and I think about me. Because I'm like, I keep telling people that I'm like, okay, like, I love Jesus. I'm in love with him. And he loves me too. And then she goes out and tries to, like, tell people about it. And the watchmen, who are, like, supposed to be these prophets. Prophets are watchmen. And they go and they beat her up and take her veil and say, oh, you're not this. You're not the bride. He doesn't talk to you like that. He's not in love with you like that. And that's the thing. Like, it's just like, there's so many times where I have told God that I regret getting in a relationship with him in this way. And I don't know if it's like fully true or not that I regret it. But like, for all the heartache, it sucks. And now I feel like I'm in too deep, and I wish that I could just throw it all away. Like, I just wish that somebody could just be like, okay, it's not true. It was never true. Don't believe it or whatever. But I'm like, he is the love of my life. I am still in love with him. I cannot get over him. I spent a year trying to get over him. It did not work. And it's just like, I don't know. I wish he wasn't so significant, I guess. I wish I could just throw it all away and leave it behind and just be like, okay, well, that's my ex. And just, I can just go away and just leave it at that. But I love him. And I'm like, he's telling me that he loves me. And I was literally the happiest when I was with him. And that's the thing, like, I have had depression for so long. And I was my happiest when I was with him. And I felt free. And I felt fearless. And I wasn't scared of anything. Like, I wasn't scared of messing up. I wasn't scared of dying. And that's the thing. Like, I knew I was protected. I knew, like, he had a plan for me. And I just, like, I wasn't scared of anything. Because I remember specifically, like, being in the car with my dad. And my dad was driving, like, crazily. Like, my dad was recklessly driving. It was ridiculous. And I was in the car and I was starting to get scared. And you can't really talk to my dad when he's driving because he's always angry. And I was like, okay. And I was just talking to God. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be afraid. Because I know that you have a plan for me. And since I knew that he had a plan for me, I knew I wasn't going to die. So I wasn't scared. And it's just like, that was how I like moved in my life. I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid. I was fearless. And I miss that. Because now I feel like I'm scared of like doing everything wrong. I'm scared that I don't see him the way that I'm supposed to see him. I'm scared that he's mad at me. I'm scared that the best relationship that I had was a lie. I'm scared that I'm just a crazy person. So it's just, it's hard. It's really hard. And I just want somebody to hear me out. Like, I want somebody to hear me out, and I want somebody to, like, actually get it right. Like, I want to, like, talk to a prophet that actually is, like, actually knows my situation, because God is actually talking to them and actually knows what I went through and what I've dealt with. Because like I said, having to justify that a man likes you it just pisses me off. Especially with the fervency that Jesus chases after me. It's just annoying. But yeah, I feel like this is all that I wanted to say. I had that prophecy and it made me feel really bad. So I put in a bunch of different prophecies. I think I've filled in for like 5 prophets. So hopefully somebody else will send me another one soon. And, but, cause that's the thing. One of them said that like we reserve the right to not respond. So I feel like I'm probably not going to get a response from all of them. But, you know, who knows? who knows? I don't know. Because that also just makes me feel upset. Because everybody keeps ignoring this too. Because I'm like, I went to another prophet and I had put in a very long explanation about what I went through. And they completely ignored everything I said. And that doesn't make me feel good either. So it's just, I don't know. It's been a lot to process. I'm trying to process it. I'm trying to heal. I'm trying to understand. And I don't know. I might just let go of it all because it's just easier to do that. But I feel like if I let go of it all, then I won't talk to God as much anymore. And I don't want to lose my friend. I don't know. I don't really know what to do. Anyways, if you made it all the way to the end of the podcast, thank you for listening. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast, so I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu. There's a tab and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to, you're not forced into this, but if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can, put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.